When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's a Friday. We're having fun. Frog Boy's got a shirt on that looks like he stole it from a hotel wall.
I can't remember. Oh, I think Schmeathen said that I look like hotel Ramada curtains, and that one hurt the most. I think that's an inn, if I'm not mistaken.
Man. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Thursday night football last night, the Rams defeat the 49ers 12-6.
Oof. Barn burner.
Wow. Woo! Tomorrow night is the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Cam Ward is a finalist alongside Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, and Dylan Gabriel. He did win the Davey O'Brien yesterday, Cam Ward, for the nation's best QB. Third Kane to ever win that. So congratulations to Cam. And I saw that they put
He's also the most prolific season passer, right?
Yeah. Past Bernie.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. Some pretty impressive names that that he is past this season, and now you know, he leaves and doesn't have to deal with Bill Belichick. Chubble Bill.
How do you think that's going to work out?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm stupid.
Go ahead.
I feel like I'm stupid to dismiss him. I mean, he's an all-time football great, but I do feel like this is. I feel like a man who likes his control as much as he does. And the way it just seems like college has turned into the Wild West, I feel like he would get sick of that very quickly.
I think that there's a lot of misnomers about how Bill Belichick coaches. And I think that being at North Carolina, I think people will think differently of him when it's all said and done. And I believe that because I'm just thinking of the interactions that we had when he first got to Cleveland and what people think now. Like, I see some of the stuff that people have a problem with, but not all of this stuff. You have to understand that a lot of these coaches go into certain situations and they don't have the option of going out the way they want to do things. So if you have a GM and you're a coach, a lot of times they give you players to coach. It might not be the players you think can fit your system. So a lot of coaches start demanding the power to select the players for their roster. And so, yeah, I do believe that he's an excellent football coach and has enough winning around him that people will want. Look, you can say the same thing about Deion. Nobody thought Deion would bet, but Deion can connect with these players and he can get them to go onto a field and play a certain way. That's all you really need out of your head coach. Connect to them to where you get them to want to play to their best abilities.
Yeah, I mean, he's Deion has done worlds for that program. Obviously got a program that was kind of dead in the water, a lot of attention too, which I think Bill will. I mean, it's a and maybe this year will help Bill because he definitely seemed to let down his hair from a media standpoint with that being his job. I don't know if that reverts back when he's the college coach, because that is the one thing that's different with college and pro as far as the media game is like, they almost don't want you to do the media game in the NFL. Like you're supposed to be locked in. You right. do have to be a bit of a politician too and play the media game with college, you know, like even Saban had to do it. He knew when to turn on the rat poison stuff and knew when he had to go politic for, you know, if he had a bad loss. So, I don't think
he'll do that.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that's him. But I, you know, so that's the one thing. And you can tell somebody like Mario hates that, hates doing that stuff too. I mean, he calls it politicking, but it is part of the game. Like that's honestly what makes, you know, Deion great. He can do both. Like he is right. unbelievably captivating as a personality and as a coach.
Right. I just think he's really
good. But I wish him no success. Like I just want to be clear
here. I just think he's really good at what he does.
Yeah, that's great. But I wish him no success. He's in the ACC,
right?
You know,
and it might be easier to find players to fit what he wants to do because there's no salary cap, and you have access to 100 plus players instead of 53.
Yeah, it should definitely be an interesting one for sure. I'm definitely interested to see the project of it because I was surprised. As I told you, I couldn't imagine. I thought for sure somebody was going to hire him in the NFL this year. I think it's crazy that he's not getting hired. To be honest with you.
I'm going to tell you why he didn't get hired in the NFL. For the reasons we can't stand players. Ego.
Owner ego.
Nobody wants to bring Bill Belichick in and lose some of the power that they have.
Yeah.
And that's just it. So it's not about winning. It's about me keeping mine.
But there's so many, like, so many bad organizations out there, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody can look and be like, hey.
The guy that's in the owner's ear and that's closest to the owner. Right. And it is going to be the guy to say, hey, I'm going to bring Bill Belichick in and he's going to have these powers. And you're going to basically, in effect, give up some of your power that you have. It doesn't mean you're doing a good job at it. There's certain teams that have GM that picks bad talent.
Yep. You know, not that he was great at picking talent at the end, especially.
No, he wasn't. In fact, if you go and look at a lot of his first rounders, he wasn't very good at it.
No.
But he was the guy who would trade one first rounder for 3 second rounders. And he was the guy that got a whole bunch of cracks at it because he had a number of picks, all because he gave up that first rounder. So he, you know, and when you know you're not, that's not your strength, you give yourself more options, and that's what he would do. You ain't going to have that problem in college.
Final headline, the Panthers got shut out last night by the Canucks 4-0, so that snaps the streak for the Cats, but they will be back in action as they're on this West Coast trip. We got the Calgary Flames tomorrow. Our boy Lomberg, I believe, will get his ring. Have they played yet? Maybe he got it already. I know that Montour got it on this trip. It's kind of cool. You get to go see the boys and get your ring.
Yep.
See, have they taken on the Flames this year? Maybe he got his jewelry already.
No, they have one matchup tomorrow, like you mentioned, and another one March 1st.
All right, cool. So he'll get that. And listen, don't give it. Hey. Guys, don't give him the ring in front of Huberto. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's a sore spot.
Is that a ringtone?
It was an alarm.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see Lombi, unfortunately, on the wrong side of a beatdown recently.
Yeah, you got to get the leverage.
It's tough. Got to get the leverage, dude. In hockey.
You got to get the high ground in a hockey fight. All right. We'll take a short. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Mike McDaniel. He addressed the Odell Beckham release. That's back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday.
The Moves Like Jagger with Christina Aguilera is better.
Agreed.
I think this is the one. But it just takes too long to drop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers.
Christina Aguilera is not at work yet. Our Christina Aguilera.
The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time. Now through January 2nd, Odell Beckham Jr. and the Dolphins. Parting of ways.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Here is Mike McDaniel on the decision. Oh. Here was the Dolphins head coach this morning.
Was it mutual agreement as was reported?
Conversations led us to determining that it was the best for both parties. I think we've been, Odell and I have been very communicative, since he's been here. He had a tough start in terms of having to rehab his way into the season, and then just looking at it. As simple as, what's the best for both him and the team moving forward? And we just thought it was a good time to go that direction. That was the motivation behind it. That's all.
And did it initiate, if you're able to share this, with Odell coming to you or Chris or his representation, saying it might be best for us to initiate something?
No, it's just our professional communication. He's a professional that has diligently chopped wood, and I know his expectations, and so when you communicate transparently, I can kind of know where he's at, normal communication that just kind of led us that direction. For the best for both parties, really.
One final thing, just to clarify this. Wednesday, Thursday, were those excused absences for him to just clear his mind or decide what he was going to do?
I think I don't really need to get into timelines and the nuances of it. We discussed and we're both on the same page, and I wish him the best, and we'll be rooting for him.
Let me tell you how that conversation went. You want to know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, man, I want to get some more opportunities. How about you excel in opportunities you're getting? Because he didn't. Here, let me explain to you something. When something is wrong with your legs, how you try to catch a ball is different.
Really?
Because when you're running to catch a ball, if your legs hurt, it's hard to extend to catch a ball. If you watch Odell Beckham catch passes, it almost seemed like the only way he could catch it if it was right on his body. Because he was still maybe having problems with his legs.
Now, I would agree. When I had dead foot, I didn't feel like my paws were quite right,
It's not the same.
No, I think it is, dude. They call me BPD.
Oh, do they?
Nice. Yeah, Big Paws Tobes.
No one has said that.
God. We need little Tommy. They don't call you that.
They don't call you that.
But yeah, it does.
I just feel like you're focusing on the pain, so it messes up your concentration. Is that why?
Or just imagine, like, if you're running and your legs hurt and somebody throws something to you and you go to extend for that ball, your legs are affected also. So you try to keep everything near home base.
Mm.
And that's kind of what I was getting out of it. Now, the thing about being an athlete, you can run and give the impression that you're running well. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt like hell. It doesn't mean that you're not struggling. It just looks good. And so what I would say is that just seeing the way he was running routes and stuff like that, I would be shocked if somebody picked him up. I would. And it's not, it's just his body caught up to him.
If they knew Jonnu was going to be this effective this year, they probably wouldn't even gone down the route.
They
signed
Jonnu for this. They just didn't do it. They didn't use him that way.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
They signed Jonnu Smith for this. They wanted him to be that dude somewhat to what Kittle's was.
I'm sure but I think he's probably even exceeded their expectations. He's been that good.
He's been that good. One of the things that is most impressive about what he does is how he handles the ball running with it after he catches it. But keep in mind, early on the season, they ran a reverse with him. So they know he can run.
I saw that in camp, for that one camp I went to. And I also locked eyes on a no-look for Hemos.
He wasn't okay.
He locked eyes with you. I mean, we looked at you. He was looking at me.
He technically, like,
hey, you're not at a club, dude.
It was a no look. It was a no look, dude. He no looked at you. No,
he was not looking at Mostert. He locked eyes with me to pass to Mostert. You know, now he's become the king. He's taken the crown from Mahomes.
The no.
He's king of the no look. You would agree?
I do. Yeah, I agree.
You know, Mahomes right now, he's meat and potatoes. He's not flashy anymore. Like, I would say Tua's a lot cooler.
That team is that way, too.
Yeah, I know. And I guess we would take the championships, but Tua is, like, a cooler watch.
Way funner.
Stylistic. Less annoying. Does the...
Yeah, but, again...
Better hair, better voice.
The flipty-doos.
If the style... Like, the meat and potatoes got championships, so you're going to be more inclined. Now, I'll tell you who is absolutely fun to watch and exciting is the damn Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Because they play football first and foremost physical, but they do a whole lot of stuff.
But Tua's cooler than Jared Goff. I mean, Jared Goff's never going to be cool. That's just what it is.
Right.
He's not cool. He can win. He's been winning, but he's kind of like it's like new generation Joe Flacco, you know, like he's along for the ride. Don't screw it up. You know, is he elite? Is he not elite? We'll be doing this debate.
It's true.
Jared Goff's numbers aren't equivalent to just manage the game.
Nah, but he's just not flashy. Like
Jared Goff is damn near leading the league in passing.
He's vanilla ice cream.
I'm saying, like, where's his
vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, he's vanilla ice cream.
Dude, his numbers would say he's founder's favorite.
Tua leads the league in pizzazz.
Yeah.
McGoff leads the league in yards. Who leads the league in passing yards?
It is Joe Burrow.
Justin Herbert?
No, it's Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow? Oh, yes.
And then I think, if I'm not mistaken, Josh Allen after him?
Jared Goff is eighth.
Oh, okay. Where's Tua?
Tua is
first in pizzazz, 20, baby.
He's 21st,
but he missed.
He missed four games.
Four games, 5 weeks.
First in pizzazz.
Yes, he does lead in pizzazz. Like style points, dude. Like a little bit of sizzle, you know. Like, don't you get a joy when you hear the fajitas come out? Like Tua makes you a little hungrier.
You know, you asking that. You realize you asking that.
You don't like fajitas.
He doesn't like putting together his meal.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, he doesn't like cooking. But you love Korean barbecue.
No, if I'm paying.
Yeah.
Right. Korean barbecue is different because you're cooking it in front of you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that's much more.
But you know what? In a fajita,
they charging you. They just cook the meat and bring a hot plate and you do all the work. Look, I'm going to a restaurant. I don't want to do all the work.
You're right. I apologize. He's more like a hibachi chef. Ooh. Tua's like a hibachi chef, you know, spins the blades a little bit. Oh. He could just use the spatula regular, but it's a show.
Toss the shrimp.
Yeah, dude, that's Tua.
I don't let them squirt the sake in my mouth, though. I don't like that.
What?
I just don't like it. You know, they do it from across the table, and I'm like, sir, please just, I'm good. It's just very strange.
Wait, where are you? Never seen that before. Sake squirted in your mouth. Hey, you better hope your girl ain't listening.
And I wouldn't want her to do it like this. No, no one over here on this side. I'm blocking my side of the table. Like,
wouldn't you say, like, you know, the no look over the shoulder to A-chan is like the onion volcano?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they catch the shrimp in the hat.
Ooh. Yep.
Ooh. That's good.
Like, let's look at it. Joe Burro, he has some pizzazz.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You think Geno Smith's got pizzazz?
Because we keep thinking he broke his jaw.
Stafford, the old don't have pizzazz.
No pizzazz. No. Sam Darnold.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Oof.
Nope. Stafford is throwing the ball all over the place.
Yeah, no. Nah, he doesn't have pizzazz though. He doesn't, and I know he was a big no look guy, but you know that's tricks for kids. You know, silly rabbit.
Yeah, grow up.
So I would say no. Kirk Cousins, obviously not.
No
way.
Obviously not. Baker Mayfield, he got a little pizzazz. He got a little something, a little piss and vinegar.
I don't think he has pizzazz. I think he has spunk.
He does have spunk. That's for sure.
Because what does he do? Cool. Man, that's not cool.
What would you say like would be his equivalent if he ran a restaurant? Like if Tua's a hibachi chef, what would you say? Is he like the melting pot?
He's got spunk. What's that restaurant where they allow the servers to curse at you? That's just spunky. I don't know. You know, it definitely wouldn't be as elegant as a hibachi chef, though, I'll tell you that.
Does CJ Stroud have pizzazz? We'll find out.
I guess we'll find out, but hey. I don't think so.
If I were to say my top five pizzazzers in the league right now at quarterback, Tua, number one.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, number two.
Ooh.
Kyler Murray, number three.
Ooh. Good picks. All three mobile quarterbacks. What about Jaden? Jaden Daniels in Washington.
Oh, man. He does have a great deep ball. Yeah. Great deep ball, too.
Pretty good.
Great deep ball.
I think that's
And Gardner Minshew.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget? How can we forget?
You just like him because of the jean shorts.
Oh, pizzazz.
Y'all don't remember the jean shorts. Yeah, by the way, Solana says, Marcos is right. I love when they squirt Tasaki in my mouth. I'm like, of course you do.
We'll take a break. mix things up next.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you on this Friday?
Doing well, doing well. And you?
You stopped by Big Face Coffee yesterday.
I did.
What did you think?
Is it like digital?
It's so futuristic. I felt like I just walked into like some sort of spaceship or something. I don't know. It felt different.
What did you
but
get?
It was cool. So I saw that, you know how I normally get a vanilla iced latte anywhere mm-hmm. I go. Very mm-hmm. simple. And then I saw that they also had as a syrup, a salty caramel. So I kind of asked them to mix both vanilla and salted caramel. And it was great.
Wow.
Is it
big? Like, is it a small place? Like, what is how does it has the layout?
Doesn't seem like you saw anybody that worked there.
It's
right.
There was like three workers there, maybe three or four workers.
That's what a coffee shop normally has at the same time. Yeah. Like three's except for morning rush.
I mean, I was quickly attended, so it's not like I was waiting forever or anything. It's a pretty decent sized place. It just looks like there's a lot of space because it's very minimalistic. So there's like a big counter in the middle and then everything is on the walls. And then at the end, there is a little sofa area, but then there's also like little benches on the wall. Mm. Benches, kind of like a bleacher style thing. And it's kind of like New York-ish. So I don't know. It was cool. Right. I'd recommend.
Was it expensive?
Well,
so no, I think it's like from $4 to $10, really, depending on what you get.
Standard coffee joint.
Very standard, yeah.
I mean, that is unless you play in the NBA and you're one of Jimmy's.
Unless you make $10 million,
right? Exactly, right. Of course,
yeah.
Or Goron gets it free because he's going to steal it.
True. That's what he does.
Froggy,
yes, sir.
Just like JFig mixed up her latte.
Oh,
let's mix up this segment.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Face Coffee. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I have a question for you that we're going to determine. We're finally going to get a response by the end of this segment here to the question we've been wondering since he took over the job for the Miami Heat.
Yep.
Is Jax a child?
What?
This is something we have to figure out.
I know why.
I present to you, I think, either the second or third Grady Dick montage, courtesy of our boy Jason Jackson.
Who got fouled by Dick as Smith was reaching back. Dick got all up under his arm. Dick was smothered by
Drew Smith.
Drew Smith was none other than all over him, draped on him. Here's Dick with a little shake. Cut off. Now double team. Off that right block, had to get it back to Shen. He'll feed Dick right wing. Driving right baseline, leans in and draws a foul. The lob up top. Oh, they couldn't connect. Dick getting in the way of that one. It happened.
Nico used his length on Dick, blew past him, and Dick had no other option than to get into Nico illegally from the perimeter.
Gay struck it. I should say Grady Dick struck it in the right corner.
Wow.
Is that not the best work? Really?
He's the best. What can you? That's art right there.
That is art indeed. You think he likes
that?
Circles?
Was well thought out for sure.
I feel like we've played the Raptors a couple times. How come I haven't heard much more of these for some reason?
A little shake.
Oh god, so good, so good. I heard like even
Toronto's Dick may have been out those games.
I believe he was out one of those games.
Okay.
I know. I think he was out the last two games. So this was the return of Grady Dick, who got up to a really hot start.
He looks like he's 12, right?
He's got that feathery hair.
Yeah, but he just looks so like young. Like, he's going to be like Tobin, never have facial hair.
Oh, wow. It's only his second year. Plenty of time for more dick calls.
Plenty. Especially if he remains relevant in the NBA and, like, I mean, why doesn't he say gravy sometimes? I just don't understand. It's just,
well, it's not professional. You're supposed to, you know, by people's last names.
Absolutely.
That's how
he always says Drew Smith.
Well, there's two. You get High Smith, Drew Smith, you know. We all Smith for High Smith.
Wait,
you know?
Correct. High Smith is his last name, though.
Yeah.
So you
just kind of rolls off the tongue.
If he said Smith and High Smith, they would be two different people. What are you talking about?
But you can understand.
You got Drew Smith, you got High Smith. No!
I feel like on the radio, you'd want to distinguish both of them, so I understand that. You know, how dare you say Jax is playing a joke?
He's a pro's pro, for sure.
He's a pro's pro. Marconi worthy.
Mm-hmm. We know Jax. Jax having some fun with this.
He's good.
I mean, he was just delivering a professional broadcast to me.
Of course.
Oh, man.
That's good work. That is good work.
Like, he really was going all out when he said, ooh, dick all up in his face. Like, yeah, that.
Did he say that?
Last time.
That would seem like a little bit too much. That would seem like a little bit too much.
The OG.
You guys ready for some more in the mixed bag?
Yes.
Nah, I want to hear the montage again.
Okay. This is the original call that Leroy was referring to.
Marcus, pump fake. Got dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!
So good. Oh, that's good.
That was funny.
Smith, who got fouled by Dick as Smith was reaching back. Dick got all up under his arm. Dick was smothered by
Drew Smith.
Drew Smith was
none other than
all over him, draped on him. There's Dick with a little shake. Cut off. Now double team. Off that right block, had to get it back to Shed. He'll feed Dick right wing. Driving right baseline, leans in and draws a foul. The lob up top. Oh, they couldn't connect. Dick getting in the way of that one. It happens.
Nico used his length on Dick, blew past him, and Dick had no other option than to get into Nico illegally from the perimeter.
Gay stroking it. Brady Dick stroking it. Right corner.
Not Amy saying he used his length.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you never want to get into the perimeter illegally.
Never. Hey, you stay away.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Indeed.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
All right, let's get a little mature, guys. Sick of you.
Yeah, grow up, dude.
Really lowbrow material. We have some Tyreek Hill audio if you guys are interested. You guys interested in a little Cheetah?
Yeah, of
yes.
course.
Cheetah, not necessarily been having the season that we all expected, but still nonetheless doing what he can to solidify this offense as one of the top in the league. Most of that behind our boy Tua. Tyreek talks about how Tua's leadership has impressed him this season.
For me, Tua, ever since I got here, man, he's been great at all of those things, man. But for me, I've said it, like, he's gotten better, man, as far as, like, just being a leader, man, inside of the locker room, dog. Obviously the word against him when I first got here was, like, nobody likes him and stuff like that, but... as I began to, like, be around the guy and stuff like that, like, I can see that all, like, every guy on this team, in this building, everybody loves him, man. And just the way he, like, controls, you know, his offense, like, this year alone, like, really sets him apart, you know, from when I first got here, man. And to me, I feel like we've gotten a whole lot better. Like, a lot of people may look at it like, at the stats and say, well, you guys were number 6, 2022, number 1 last year, and you guys are like number 15 this year. How are you guys getting better? And Tua, by far, he's gotten better. Like, has taken control of his offense and, you know, giving us all direction on exactly, like, what he wants from each and every one of us. So,
wow. All right. Well, you know, all that makes me think, though, what unbelievable harm Ryan Fitzpatrick did to Tua's career with that pity party that he threw.
That's right.
Making it seem like everybody hated Tua because, oh, poor Ryan Fitzpatrick had a boo-hoo pity party. It really is a shame.
But
greedy.
Here's the deal. And here's where you have to understand how that works. That comes from the top. So when Brian Flores treats the two quarterbacks that way and empowers one of them, right? Then he's going to feel that way when the job is given to the other one, because the coach made him feel like he was the guy. And I don't necessarily blame Ryan Fitzpatrick as much as I do a coach who had talent, but instead of trying to bring that talent out, just disregarded it and dismissed it for whatever reason.
Both can blame.
This is not like college. And this is the thing I'm going to say about Bill. In the NFL, you only got 53 guys, so it's your job to make sure everybody can do everything they can to help the team win. You can't dismiss any guy. You dismiss four guys. Now you're at 49 guys. Right? And you can't do that. Every guy has to contribute. So why wouldn't you do everything you can to make sure that everybody is in the best possible position to succeed?
Well, it seems like they just dismissed Odell Beckham.
I mean,
with a little bit of shade from Tyreek.
I don't think Tyreek was giving him shade.
Yeah,
when is Tyreek throwing shade at anybody?
Oh, but he does everything
all the time.
I'm telling you, he meant take advantage of your opportunity when you go.
No way.
Definitely. Y'all looking at it like,
I don't feel like that was shade, to be honest.
Right, it's not.
Yeah, of course.
I think Tyreek Hill was sick of hearing about the one-handed catch. He's like, all right, we get it, dude. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Dude. Wait.
Whoa, so you agree with me, Tobin? I appreciate it.
No. See. You good fell for know. You.
Good to know.
Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. You were the first. My phone was blowing up, and it was still dark outside between you two knuckleheads.
Right? Knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Odell Beckham, and Frog Boy goes, "Oh, you know," he gets the tweet. You made your whole career on one catch.
No, he put it on the Instagram post. How many comments are you up to now? Are people roasting you?
We're at 250 comments, 10,000 likes though.
Wow! Come on, hey, that's a viral. That's a viral.
How many follows?
That's a viral comment, Marcos.
Not even nearly as many follows as there are people telling me that I don't know football. I'm a casual. I don't watch football. I'm fat.
You should hit them with the fewer yards than Mike Wallace.
Oh, no, I hit him with Thielen. Adam Thielen is the one that really hurts him. Because people be like, oh.
Because he's a white guy?
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Give us one more in the mixed bag.
Well, we have word as to why Pooh Smith is getting a lot of minutes. And this is Spo talking about his favorite player, Pooh Smith.
Boy, it's just when you find guys that just do winning things on both ends of the court over and over and over that can be consistent to that. That's a superpower in this league. Everybody's searching for that, but he's kind of a glue that fits. He can make any unit work. Second unit, the starters. So that's that thing I say. You know, make me watch, make me play you, then make me for sure, you know, not even think about putting somebody else in there. And that's all going to be dictated on the scoreboard.
Yeah, more like
Grady dictated.
Grady dictated. That's a point.
Oh,
that's
pretty good.
Point for Toe!
What do you think of the things that really get to Spo's heart at first? Like, is it a deflection? Like, at some point, he's watching a practice. Is it diving on the floor? Is it a deflection where he's like, oh? Like, that just tickles Spo a little bit.
I think when Drew Smith,
it just tickles Spo a little bit.
Drew Smith looks over to Spo and he says, "I'm going to tell everyone what I know." That's really what Spo was like.
I just don't understand. Like, you've never had a more wrong take than this. This guy's amazing.
He's not amazing.
He's amazing, dude.
On every other team, it'd be like, all right, well, I mean, he's just a basketball player.
But he's like, he's hitting shots too. Like, you're acting like he's a zero on offense. He's getting buckets. He's getting assists.
Three.
He's
ripping them.
Yeah, it was a great three. Like, how many shots do you want him taking? He's a two way player. You want him taking 30 shots a game?
I mean, he had 35 minutes yesterday. He scored 11 points.
Okay, dude.
But here's the deal. Like,
he's just a moron.
How can I put
this?
What?
Marco.
He's just a moron. You're an idiot.
You sound like my Instagram comments.
Marcos.
Yeah.
You are the reason why I hate stats. Because you know what's amazing about, I use my own career.
Mm-hmm.
So my average was about, I don't know, 4 yards a carry.
Pretty good.
Right? But here's what gets lost. I was the third and fourth and one guy. I was the goal line guy. So imagine how many times I did that during the course of my career and how much that kills your average. That being said, you have to put the 4 yards per carry in context.
So you don't get enough credit. I agree, Leroy.
No, I'm not saying
your average should have been higher.
I'm not saying that at all.
Leroy
I'm
Hoard.
Saying is that Smell. You're looking at Drew Smith and looking at his scoring.
No, I'm looking at everything.
You're basing his contributions to the game based on his scoring when they might tell him, go in the game, facilitate, and play mad defense.
For sure
that
they're not telling him.
That might be what they put him in the game for. If he start chucking the ball up 10, 15 times, you know where he going to end up? Right back down next, sitting next to Spo.
Or in Sioux Falls.
Or in Sioux Falls, right. So, like, don't, like, you know, I used to always get mad.
He's
because
not Bruce say, Bowen, dude. He's just Drew Smith.
He might be Bruce Bowen, though, but he might be.
He might be. Or he might be James Ennis. We don't
They're
know.
Two different players, though. They're two different players.
Yeah, one of them was relevant, and the other one did something so good, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but 1990, Marcos said the same thing about Bowen.
Bruce Bowen.
And then Bruce Bowen. Then he went somewhere else and balled out.
Where's that guy?
You just sound like a clown.
You do.
And honestly, you're the guy supposed to. You have the untrained eye.
Okay.
You have the untrained eye. That's what you have. Your eye is untrained.
I guess.
And I'm just tired. I'm tired of your whole bit and the theatrics of all this. I really would like you to stop.
Listen,
you just said theatrics, dude.
As you say theatrics.
Can I just say this? You don't have to try. The English language is already kicking your ass.
What are you talking about?
Word for me, dog.
Take a break. Back after this.